really.
You won't find many of those there.
About 2 months ago, I said, you know, I drew a picture of a wheel. In fact, I have one right
yeah.
here that I've used for demonstration. And I said, what do you call that up there? And I said, well, they said, we have no name for it. I said, well, we'll just erase it then, because it doesn't exist. You know, you don't have a name for it.
You won't find many young people today, 18-year-old, can hook a horse up.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's, well, I don't know that I could either. I never was in a farm myself, but it's, I don't think it's so funny they talk about not knowing G from Haw, because I do this, you know, almost every day, but I still...
Heard Rosenthal say one time, he says, I have to throw a rock. He says, I know which is right and which is left. He says, I'm right here, I got to throw a rock for him to tell.
Yeah, that's right. What about the thing, that the part of the wagon that the horse is actually pulled on?
Double tree.
Yeah, and what about if it's just one?
Single tree.
All right. And did your father call it that too?
I would say so on the wagon.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a swingle tree?
Yeah, single and swingle. I've heard both.
But you'd use single. All right. And if this person's taking wood to taking wood to a mill all day long, going back and forth in a wagon, you'd say he was doing what? He was
going to the sawmill.
Yeah, he was what wood all day?
Logging.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, that's right. But when he was taking the wood there, would you use something like carting or drawing or hauling?
Well, I'd say hauling if he's on a wagon.
Okay. And if you pulled down, if you sawed down a large tree, and then you wanted to move it before you chopped it up or sawed it up, you might attach it to put some chains on it. And have some mules or a plow or a tractor, and to move it, you'd say, yesterday we what that log out of the field. You wouldn't say we carried it out.
Skidded it.
All right, but even if you didn't put it on a skid, I mean, now skidded it would be putting it on something, wouldn't it? But
yeah,
if you just
dragging it.
Yeah, and so yesterday we
dragged the logs out.
Right, and the implement you use for breaking up dirt, you know, when you're going to plant.
Plow?
Yeah. And what different kinds of plows are you familiar with? I'm not talking about brand names now, but the different...
Well, turning plows, layoff plows, subsaws.
What's a layoff plow?
That's when you make a furrowed plant in.
Is that what you use after you use the turning plow?
Yes, after you get ready to plant, lay your furrows off, plant.
Now, where do you use, what do you use to break up the dirt into even finer?
A harrow.
Now, what different kinds of those are there?
Well, there's a number of different kinds.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about brand names again, but I mean just...
Double A harrows, mm-hmm. what we had back years ago. Now they've got everything modern.
Mm-hmm. What about the metal ones?
They've got double section hars, metal hars.
What do you call those kind that have that come around like this?
About all of I've used has been horse drawn stuff. Mm-hmm.
Do you still use?
Yeah, I've got a mule.
What do you call the kind of harrow that you use?
Well, you always use a double A har with
mm-hmm.
two sections of
mm-hmm.
teeth on each side that don't track.
Mm-hmm.
And a year ago I bought two section hars, they call them,
uh-huh.
about 4 foot wide.
Are those drag?
They're drag hars.
I see. Now, those
they're metal teeth.
Uh-huh. What I was thinking of is like a spring tooth, those kind that come around.
Mm-hmm.
Spring tooth harrow or...
They're kind of like a hay rake.
Yeah.
I never had one. I've seen them. They've got them for tractors.
Okay. And the kind of the thing that goes from one wheel to the other,